January, state animal control officers seized 74 goats after a month-long investigation brought on by a tip from a neighbor. The farm's owners were charged with dozens of counts of animal cruelty. Ray Connors is with the state animal control program. He says the goats were left alone in the winter cold with no shelter, piled on top of each other.
A lot of the goats were pretty well emaciated, so they weren't getting enough feed, they weren't getting enough water.
The goats were taken to a stable at York Correctional Institute, a women's prison in Niantic, where the state keeps animals seized due to neglect. The state opened this stable in 2003 to give animals a place to recover. Connor says it's also good for the prison's inmates who work in the stable.
Oh, they do everything from feeding, cleaning, to grooming. They're learning a skill while they're here.
Connor says these goats needed more than grooming. They were suffering from diseases like listeriosis and ringworm. He says he wasn't sure they would make it, but only three died. Along the way, some have been sold for meat, some have been given to a farm sanctuary, and some have been given to youth agricultural groups like 4-H and FFA. But there have also been some new babies born at the prison. Animal control officer Linda Wenner is petting one goat, a new mother named Sherman. She says the 23 goats that are still here are finally back to health.
It's nice to see them bright-eyed and interested in people. I mean, she's looking around and, you know, she's happy to be here.
Sherman and some of the other goats will be leaving when the closed bid auction ends next week. Connor says he hopes the highest bidder will be a dairy farm that can treat these goats well. He says the rest will also go up for auction in October. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.